You're listening to Hardwired with Jeff Wickwire. Here's what's coming up in today's edition.
It's time to pull up the tent pegs, fold the tent, get out of there, and move forward. It's time to go forward. It's easy to linger too long. Here's why. You know, if God left us to ourselves, we would linger too long in just about every place we land. Because we naturally are creatures of comfort and creatures of habit. So it's so easy for us to get nestled in a little nest that we feel comfortable in and fail to go forward.
What happens when you know that you need to move on? When you know that your life is being pulled in another direction, how do you respond? Today in his message, Pastor Jeff wants you to know that change is never easy, but changing for God's plan will be the best decision you ever made. No matter how improbable or implausible his plan may seem, it'll always serve to bless your life. Make the change today and be made new by way of his grace. Leave the lies of the world behind and step into eternity. Well, let's join Pastor Jeff in the book of Exodus chapter 14 as he begins his message, when it's time to move forward.
They're up against the wall because there's no way before them, not in the natural. There's no way before them and there's no way behind them. And if they sit there, what's coming up behind them is going to destroy them. So they are in trouble in the natural. Now, I say in the natural because with God there, with God watching and God with them, there was a way out, but they didn't know what it was. So they're in trouble. So they understandably panic. They were very afraid, the Bible says. They were very afraid. And the children of Israel cried out in fear to the Lord. It wasn't a cry of faith. It was a cry of fear. We're toast. Look at this coming up behind us. We can't go forward, can't go backward, can't stay here. And this is when God speaks to Moses and said, "Why are you crying out to me?" He said, "The answer is this. Tell the children of Israel to go forward." The answer is to go forward in faith. Not stupidly, not ignorantly, but in faith to go forward. Sometimes, folks, God will allow you to end up in a situation where the only way out is forward. Now, the word forward carries the idea of advancement and progress. When you go forward, you say, that person's really going forward. You think immediately, well, they're advancing, they're progressing, they're improving. They're improving their lot. Things are better for them. They're going forward in life, forward in their marriage, forward in their job, in their career. It's advance. It's progress. But here's the interesting thing. In the original language, the Hebrew language, this word forward means, it's got a unique meaning. It means to pull up. Like you would pull up tent pegs and start on a journey. In other words, it's time to quit pitching tent here. It's time to pull up the tent pegs, fold the tent, get out of there, and move forward. Amen. It's time to go forward. It's easy to linger too long. Here's why. You know, if God left us to ourselves, we would linger too long in just about every place we land. Because we naturally are creatures of comfort and creatures of habit. So it's so easy for us to get nestled in a little nest that we feel comfortable in and fail to go forward. You know, that those little baby birds, the mother will finally kick them out of the nest and say, fly or die. It's time for you to go forward. Time for you to go forward. You're done with this nest. You've outgrown the nest. You've got wings now. There's things you can do you haven't even tried. There's things you can do. You can fly and don't know it, but I'm going to show you how. I'm going to kick you out of the nest where you fly or you die. And don't you know that it's a major rush for every one of those little birds as soon as they're kicked out? They go, whoa, 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 whoa. And you're introduced to a whole new life, but it'll never happen till you go forward. You'll never know what you can do till you go forward. You never know what God can do in your life till you go forward. God doesn't want us stuck in a rut. He wants us, and sometimes, listen, we're in that nest, and he'll say, I'm going to kick you out. I'm going to make it uncomfortable here. to the place that you finally say, it's time to move on. And I'm not talking about your marriage. These days, you have to be clear. Amen. It's easy to linger too long in a place in life is no longer God's will for us. We get stuck in a rut. We stop growing. We get comfortable. We get at ease in Zion, and we don't grow. We don't advance. We don't seek God. We don't press into the Word. We don't pray like we should. And so God will allow our life and the circumstances in it to get us into such a place that we are forced to grow. We can do this as individuals. We can do it as a church. We can get stuck in a rut as an individual or as a church. We can get stuck in a rut. The fact is that many Christians and many churches in America have become stationary, stuck in life. And we're sitting here in a nation that is sinking by the day. And what God is looking for, listen, God's not looking to Republicans. God's not looking to Democrats. God's not looking to Washington to change this nation. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. But God looks not to Washington, but he looks to not to the White House, but he looks to the church house. So we can't be a church that's stuck in a rut, not growing, not moving forward, not growing in God, not growing in grace, not growing in faith. We got to move on. Move onward, upward, forward, evermore. The Bible is full of examples of this. God told the children of Israel, I love this, Deuteronomy 1:6. You have stayed at this mountain long enough. Even God said, I'm sick of where you are. It's time to break camp and move on. I'm reading that. It's time to break camp, pull up the tent pegs, fold the tent, and move on. Deuteronomy 2:3, you have circled this mountain long enough. You notice that twice God said, I'm watching you guys, and long enough is long enough. Because the first one, they're stuck in a rut. The second one, they're going around the same mountain over and over and over again. What's that old song, take another lap around Mount Zion till you've learned your lesson? I don't want to go around the same mountain over and over again. I want to go on. I want to go to the next horizon, the next goal, the next mountaintop, the next place, the next level. I want to move on. So God said, now turn north. I wonder if God would look at you and me and say, you've been there long enough where you are spiritually. You've been there long enough. Time to move on. Do you know that he said in the New Testament, in case you think this is all Old Testament, in the New Testament, the book of Hebrews says to stuck Christians, they were stuck. Who he's talking to here is stuck. So let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again and again. You ought to be moving on from the basics. You ought to be moving on from the ABCs. You ought to be moving on from 1, 2, 3. You ought to be advancing down the road. In another place, he says, you ought to be teachers by now. Everybody say, I should be a teacher by now. That's true of some of you. But the idea is you should be further down the road. And so quit going over the around the same mountain, going back to the same old, over and over again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding, meaning mature in our faith, growing up into the fullness of the stature of Christ. The fullness of the stature of Christ. We ought to be more like Jesus today than we were a year ago. We ought to be more understanding in the Word of God than we were a year ago. We ought to have more love, joy, faith, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, kindness than we did a year ago. We should be further down the road. We should be higher up than we were. We should know Him better. We should have grown. And maybe you did. Maybe you did. I hope I did. But it should be everybody's goal. I'm not going to be stuck in a rut. I'm not going to be in the same place. As believers, God calls us to march forward, forward, ever forward, always forward. Look at the children of Israel. They were always being led by God to pick up and move forward to the next destination. Always. God never let them sit there for long, and he doesn't you and me either. How many of you are glad for that? Because what we end up doing, we end up sitting, soaking, and souring, all right, instead of growing. We don't want to do that. Now, let me tell you something about your enemy and mine. He wants you and I to be stuck. If he can't stop us from being saved, and he didn't stop virtually everybody in here, maybe not everybody, but most of us, from being saved, then he wants to get in and hinder forward movement. He wants to hinder your ability to grow. He wants to put things in your way so that you don't grow in grace and grow up in Jesus, because what the devil fears most is not a strong America. No, what he fears most is churches full of believers who are filled with the Holy Spirit of God, growing in grace, growing in prayer, and who are effective witnesses for Christ. That's what he fears. So he's going to do everything he can. We're not ignorant of his devices, Paul said, but I wonder sometimes if we are. Because if you're stuck in a rut, it could be that's because of the enemies working in your life to stop you, to get you off the field, onto the bleachers, no longer carrying the ball, no longer making touchdowns for the kingdom of God. Some get stuck in the place of hurt feelings. The devil will do this. You got hurt in church. You got hurt in church? I didn't think you'd get hurt. I thought everybody in church was angels. Can I inform you today, as a pastor of many years, if you're in a church, you're going to get hurt. Well, thanks, Pastor Jeff. That's really encouraging. Well, listen, you know why? Because church is full of imperfect people like you. And all of us are getting healed. We're all in a process of growing up. So we're going to make mistakes, and you're going to get hurt. Now, what are you going to do with that hurt? Are you going to get stuck in a rut? Do you know how many Christians, professing believers, all over America are not in the house of God today because they're hurt? And they're nursing the hurt. And they're rehearsing the hurt. And they're dispersing the hurt. Oh, I got hurt. You can't believe what so-and-so did to me. Did they really? Well, what are you going to do with it? Don't let hurt get you stuck in a rut where you're not moving forward anymore. Amen. Come on, everybody. Oh, some people have camped out in the place of anger for far too long. You got angry in church. You got angry. There's anger in you. And instead of forgiving the person that made you angry or dealing with it, now you're just walking around mad all the time. But don't you see that when we let that happen, we get stuck in a rut and we're no longer moving forward, and it's dangerous. I'm going to show you in a minute some of the consequences for not going forward. So don't let anger, listen, forgive and move on. Nobody is worth your future in God. No hurt. Some have been camped out in the place of laziness. I'm going to meddle a little bit. It meddled with me before I meddle with you. But you know, we get lazy. That's what COVID did. COVID made some Christians lazy because we got in our PJs and got our cup of coffee and started watching church online. And then once it became okay to go back to church, a lot of them never did. Can I tell you, God wants you back in the house of God. Because let me tell you, and I'm saying it in love, but let me tell you what a computer screen can't do. It can't lay hands on you. It can't listen to a prayer request from you. It can't talk back to you. It can't give you a hug. You're looking at a computer screen and an image on that screen. Come back to the house of God. We need you. We need your gift. We need your presence. We need you here. Others have camped out in a place called I Don't Care. There's a campground called I Don't Care. I don't care. I don't care. I gave it my best, and what I thought was going to happen didn't happen, so I don't care. Or they don't care, so I don't care. I love them, and they didn't love me, so they don't care, so I don't care. So now you are one great big I don't care, and you're wearing it right here on your shoulder. I don't care. I'm apathetic. Let me tell you something. It's time to pull up stakes and fold that tent and get down the road and start caring again. And one more, I got to say it. One more. They pitched tent in a place of ease and comfort and satisfaction. They're sitting on past achievements. They've retired at 65 or whenever. They got their gold watch and their 401k, and now they're on the links, hitting the links, playing golf, doing whatever. You know what I've never been able to find in the Bible? I've never been able to find the word retire. Amen, Pastor Jeff. Preach it. I'm just like, hallelujah. No, I've never been able to find it. Now I see transition, but I don't see it retire. Let me tell you when all of us are going to retire. The trump will blow. The trumpet will blow. And let me tell you something. 20-year-olds are going up. 80 years old are going up, and everything in between are going up, because that's when we retire, when we go to glory. Until then, I've got my hand to the plow, and I'm involved in manual labor, the best labor of all. Don't retire. So I'm saying to those of you who are at ease in Zion, we need you. Get back into the harness. Get back on the field. Start carrying the ball. Time is short. Your life is short. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. Be rich toward God. Give Him the one thing you can never get back when it's spent, and that's your time. Amen. God is calling us out of our comfort zones and calling us out of these places where we have camped out for too long, and He wants us to go forward. Now, I want to tell you, God told Moses, there's only one thing for you to do, Moses. That's get up and go forward. Forget the past. Forget Egypt. Forget the pain and the mistakes of the past. And let's get up and go forward. Forward. Now, our text is honest about what can happen if we don't go forward. And I just want to share with you what the Bible says. We all need to hear this. But you see, there's a reason we go forward. Let me tell you about spiritual life. Spiritual life is never stationary for long. You're either going forward or you're going backward. You'll only sit in one place for a short time, and then you either go forward or you start going backward. You don't sit there stationary for long. That's the nature of the beast. That's the nature of spiritual life. So I'm asking me and I'm asking you, are you going forward? Or have you started going back a little bit? If you don't go forward in faith, in spiritual growth, growing in the Word, growing in prayer, growing in your walk with God, growing in your knowledge of Jesus Christ, if you don't, the first thing I see happening to these people is living in fear. They went from faith to fear. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, so they were very afraid. Who was afraid? Children of Israel that had quit moving. They were the ones afraid. They were the ones that got afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord, not in faith, but in fear. Now, I want you to remember who we're talking about here. Because this was over 1 million people. And the Bible says when they came out of Egypt, they were marching forward to the promised land. There wasn't a speck of fear in their heart. That's where we read about Miriam pulling out the tambourine and banging the tambourine and the song of Miriam. And they were all dancing and rejoicing and shouting and full of faith and full of anticipation of a future, of the land flowing with milk and honey. That was them. But suddenly, it's not them anymore. They're full of fear. Singing the victory songs of Zion has faded into the background. They're reduced to a bunch of scattered sheep wailing in the wilderness, filled with fear. And I've noticed when you stop going forward, other things begin to creep in. If you're filled with fear today, it could indicate, I'm not saying it does, but it could, that you've stopped moving forward in the Christian life. And now faith has been replaced with fear. Because there's something about going forward, forward, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has now sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We are to be in hot pursuit of Christ, always moving forward. Amen. Amen. And as soon as they started moving forward, fear went away, and now they're filled with faith again and excitement. The second thing I see is they began to complain. Uh-oh. As soon as they quit going forward, they started complaining. Everybody grab your toes. Here I go. They said to Moses, listen to these people. Because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Everybody say, complaining. Why have you so dealt with us to bring us out of Egypt? Complaining, murmuring, moaning, groaning, griping. Instead of being the marching victorious army that first came out of Egypt, they're standing there murmuring and complaining against Moses and against the very God that had done 10 miracles to get them out. If you want to know the truth about the people around you that murmur and complain all the time, I'll tell you, mark it down. They're the people who have stopped going forward. Amen, Pastor Jeff. Amen. They're the people that aren't growing in the Lord anymore. So, because when you stop growing in the Lord, here's the deal. When you're going forward with God, up front, where the action is, you don't have time to complain. Amen? You're so busy with the work of the Lord, you don't have time to complain. But they started complaining because they quit going forward. Now, just when you stop complaining, it doesn't mean nothing's wrong. Can I tell you the truth? Something's always wrong. We live in an imperfect world where things don't often, more than not, go the way we thought they would and the way we think they should. And so we've always got a choice. Can I go forward? Do I go forward? Or do I pitch tent right here and begin to complain and murmur? And when you complain and murmur, your tongue becomes a shovel and you dig your own grave. Paul said, we must not complain as some of them did and were destroyed. But that's what happened. Here they are. They've stopped going forward, filled with fear, and they start complaining. But it went one more step down from there. A backsliding spirit got in. Listen to verse 12. Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Oh, stop it. You were praying for deliverance from that place when God answered your prayer. Amen. Isn't it amazing how we romanticize parts of our past that we hated when we were there? You know, oh, it was so good back then. Those were the days when we enjoyed life together and went here together and there together. But when you were there, you were saying, oh, God, deliver me. Isn't that strange what we do? They had just been delivered from slavery, from the sting of Pharaoh's whip. And now here they are wanting to go back, wanting to go back, wanting to go back. Folks, one thing you can know for sure leaving church today, there is nothing back there where you came from. There is nothing back there. It almost ruined you back there. It'll ruin you again. There's only one way to go. Everybody say it with me.
We love to sabotage ourselves, oftentimes without even intending to. Whether it's running out of mower gas, showing up late with a to-go cup of coffee, or drinking a giant soda during a movie, we've all sabotaged ourselves in one way or another. In today's message, Pastor Jeff showed you the key to breaking free from the self-sabotage that is ruining your life, the blood of Jesus. You'll never be who you want to be on your own. Give your burdens to Jesus and be saved. Here's Diane with some more info about Hardwired.
If you have any questions or comments about what you've heard today, we'd like to know. You can call or text us at the following number and share your thoughts. That number to text is 817-484-4767. Once again, that's 817-484-4767. 4767. Thanks for being a part of this ministry and helping it to continue to be an encouraging and uplifting resource for you and others. Now I'll hand it back to Daniel as he gives a preview of what's next.
Do you know when it's time to move on? When it's time to pack things up and make a change in your life? Do you answer the call? Do you make the changes you know you need to make, or simply accept your circumstances? Next time on Hardwired, Pastor Jeff wants you to know that you can choose to move from your difficult circumstances. You don't have to accept a life full of pain and compromises. Give your life to Jesus and be renewed. That's all we have for today's edition of Hardwired with Jeff Wickwire. If you'd like a copy of today's message, you can download it from our website, hardwired.org. Be sure to tune in again as Pastor Jeff continues his series, The Power of Forward, next time on Hardwired.